Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. For more than 60 years, the first Thursday in May has marked the National Day of Prayer in the United States. But as John Ragosta, visiting professor of history at Hamilton College, explains, the controversy around the observance has an even longer history.
On May 2nd, Americans of every religion join in the National Day of Prayer. The day has been an official holiday since 1952, but Americans have been called to days of prayer since before the American Revolution. Shortly after the Battle of Lexington and Concord, the Continental Congress called upon Americans to pray that God would remove our present calamities. George Washington called for a day of prayer in 1795 in thanksgiving for the peace that America enjoyed at a time of war in Europe, although Washington was always very careful never to limit his invocations to Christians. Thomas Jefferson, though, refused to issue such proclamations, insisting that they violated the First Amendment. He wrote, "Every religious society has a right to determine for itself the times for these religious exercises, and this right can never be safer than in their own hands, where the Constitution has deposited it." James Madison, facing the War of 1812, issued congressional prayer proclamations, but later regretted doing so, saying that such proclamations seem to imply and certainly nourish the erroneous idea of a national religion. The controversy has continued. In 2010, a federal judge ruled that the government may not use its authority to try to influence an individual's decision whether and when to pray. That decision was dismissed for lack of standing, leaving the question unanswered. In 2012, President Obama's proclamation of the National Day of Prayer asked Americans to be humble in our convictions and courageous in our virtue. Today, people of all denominations might well recall Jefferson's private words of prayer during his first inaugural address, "Lead our counsels to what is best and give them a favorable issue for our peace and prosperity."
That was John Ragosta of Hamilton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. Tell me.